I'm Josh Carey.
And I'm Chef Tom Jackson.
And you're listening to Cooking with Fire.
This week, we're going to be cooking up a fairly new burger sensation, the Beer Can Bacon Burger.
Let's get started.
This is Cooking with Fire, a global exploration of barbecue from KMUW.
Welcome to episode 25 of Cooking with Fire. This is the third and final episode that we're doing on hamburgers, and we're going to be cooking up the new American classic, the Beer Can Bacon Burger.
This is a newer sensation and has been a fairly popular recipe on YouTube and food blogs for a few years, and we've done a few variations of it ourselves. But today, we're going simple, with just a few ingredients, so we don't overload the burger for no reason.
We're also going to be talking about the 1904 World's Fair in St. Louis that has been incorrectly named the birthplace of the hamburger. If you remember back in episode 23, we discussed how dozens of people and their families claim to be the inventor of the hamburger.
The only thing we can really be sure of is that the hamburger is a classic case of multiple discovery. If you look at the history of the hamburger, what you're going to find is that there were multiple places around the U.S. that were serving a similar hamburger steak sandwich as far back as the 1880s. And while the stories of invention are fun, none of them are totally accurate.
One quick thing. Before we get into the episode, I want everyone to take a moment and shoot us an email at cookingwithfirepodcast@gmail.com with your favorite burger recipe. Let us know why it's your favorite, and we'll pick one to feature on a future episode. With credit, of course. But now, let's head back to St. Louis in 1904 and try and figure out why everyone is so obsessed with this particular World's Fair in the culinary world. If all of the stories are to be believed, the 1904 World's Fair in St. Louis is not just the backdrop of the final scene in my favorite Judy Garland film, but it is, according to folklore, the birthplace of such items as the ice cream cone, hamburgers, hot dogs on a bun, iced tea, and more.
Now, we know for a fact that the ice cream cone was invented nearly a decade earlier in Italy. Iced tea had been around for 30-plus years, and sausages served in a roll or bun for more than a century. None of these were new, not even the hamburger. But the story continues. Is to this day, no thanks to overly proud Texans who have tried to claim the hamburger as their own for years now. One interesting bit of history here is that while Fletcher Davis was at the 1904 World's Fair, he was there as a potter and not running a concession stand that sold the original hamburger.
St. Louis did have some interesting new inventions, though, including Jell-O, which wowed audiences with its sanitary package and simple process, and puffed rice, which was the precursor to modern-day breakfast cereals.
So while the 1904 World's Fair gets a lot of credit for being the birthplace of modern food, it maybe doesn't get enough credit for being the birthplace of modern America. Seated on thousands of acres with over 1,500 buildings, the World's Fair was brightly lit by thousands of electrical lights, and gas and electric appliances were being shown by the biggest companies of the day. The new century was rapidly unfolding before the eyes of the fairgoers, and the 19th century was fading.
This is the perfect time to get into our recipe. Because the World's Fair is all about invention, we wanted to cook up one of the newest burgers around, the Beer Can Bacon Burger. This stuffed monstrosity is a joy to make and even more fun to eat. So let's cut out to Chef Tom in the All Things Barbecue Teaching Kitchen and get started.
To get started with this beer can cheeseburger, the first thing I'm going to do today is prepare the filling. So I've got a nice hot cast iron skillet, and I'm going to melt some butter in here. And then I have a yellow onion that I've sliced nice and thin, as well as a jalapeno, also sliced nice and thin. If you don't want it as spicy, you can get rid of the seeds on that. All right, then we're just going to add a little bit of all-purpose barbecue seasoning or barbecue rub, as well as about a half cup of beer. All right, so we're just gonna give this a stir. We're over medium heat, medium to medium high heat, and let this beer reduce down until it's completely gone and the onions and the jalapenos are nice and soft. Now, while those are working away, we'll prepare the burger itself, the burger patty. Gonna take 1 pound of 80-20 beef and divide it in half. And then we wanna take each of these halves and form them into a nice balled up patty shape, not completely flat. Next, we're gonna take our beer can and push it down into the center of the patty. Now what you can do is start to form the outside of the patty around the outside of the beer can. So what you're doing is creating almost like a bowl made out of meat to hold our fillings. All right, so I'm gonna do this with both patties, and then I wanna go ahead and season that meat with our barbecue rub again. All right, these patties are seasoned up. They're ready for the filling. The filling's going to take probably about 10 minutes or so to cook down. So as soon as that's ready, we'll move on. All right, we're going to go ahead and add this filling to the bowl now, about 2/3 of the way to the top of the lip, because we're also going to add some cheese. We've got about 1 ounce of pepper jack cheese and 1 ounce of sharp cheddar. So we'll add those to the top. And then there's just one more thing that we need to do before we can take this out to the smoker. And that is we're going to take 1 slice of classic cut bacon, not thick cut, and wrap it around the outside to kind of hold everything together. Should stick pretty well on its own, but you can use a toothpick if you're having trouble. All right, so now we've got this massive stuffed burger. We're going to take it out to the smoker, which is preheated to 275 degrees. Now, once the burger is placed onto the smoker, you're going to let it smoke until it reaches an internal temperature of about 140 degrees, which might take about 1 hour. And then we'll crank it up, get it nice and hot, and finish it off so that that bacon can crisp up on the outside.
So one thing to remember is that we're cooking this burger at smoking temperatures, which is quite different from your everyday burger recipe. And since we aren't cooking at 400 plus degrees, there is one thing you want to be careful of.
This is not the time to try and cook a burger with lean meat. If you try this recipe with 93.7 ground beef, you're going to be left with a dry burger no matter what you do. Today, we're using 80-20, and I wouldn't go any leaner than 85-15. Even though you have the stuffing, cheese, and bacon, you don't want to risk ruining dinner by trying to cut a few ounces of fat.
With that said, let's cut back out and finish our beer can bacon burger.
All right, we gave these burgers about 45, 50 minutes at smoking temperatures and cranked the heat up to make sure we really finish them off nicely with a little bit of crispiness on the outside of the bacon. And now they're ready to come off after 15 minutes at higher heat. We're looking at about 155 to 160 degrees internal temperature. The cheese is all melted. We've got nice smoke flavor. We're going to throw our ciabatta buns on, just get a little bit of color on top of the flame, and then we're ready to build these burgers. So to build the burger, we're just starting with the bottom ciabatta bun. I'm going to hit it with some iceberg lettuce that's shredded really nice and thin. And then our monster beer can burger sits right on top of the lettuce. We'll top it all off with some ketchup, whatever condiments you like you can throw on at this point. Top bun, and I would recommend cutting this guy in half before you dig in because it is a mountain of a cheeseburger.
That does it for this episode. Let us know what you think of this recipe or tell us what else you'd like featured on the show in the future by emailing us at cookingwithfirepodcast@gmail.com.
And as always, visit kmuw.org to get the full recipe for this week's cook.
Thank you so much for listening. And if you enjoyed the show, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. This allows other people to be able to find the show so we can reach more listeners. And please join us next time when Chef Tom and I heat up the wood-fired oven and teach you how to bake anything outside.